Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is currently 6:15 on this Thursday. Lord Almighty, we don't want to go back. Thursday, October 22nd. Wish I could tell you it's going to be cool, but it's not. It's going to be, I'm calling it hot. Mid to upper 80s all the way through middle of next week. And somebody texted in here and said, I am definitely watching tonight because my daughter goes to Belmont University. Since I send them $45,000 a year, I feel very invested in everything that happens there. Ha ha, hope all is well at WWL. It is. I hope all is well where you are, whoever texted this into our mortgage financial phone and text line. And you can send your comments in if you have any questions or comments about the debate, 504-260-1870, the final one tonight. It starts at 8 o'clock. I wish they'd started earlier so I could go to bed earlier, but it's not all about me. Lara Brown joins us, director of the Graduate School of Political Management at George Washington University. Good morning, Lara. How are you?
Good morning. And I just have to say that's a great reason to watch the debate, to root for the university that's hosting it.
God bless them. I can only imagine what kind of disruption that is. We're hearing that the president's people are telling him, just look, lay back. You say that Joe Biden is gonzo and the other things that he says about Joe Biden's mental state, so that his advisors are telling him, look, just let him go. Just let him have the floor. And then let him expose himself, and I'm not saying any of this is true, Lara, I'm just saying expose himself for what you're telling the public that he is. Would that be sound debate that you would give the president? Sound advice you would give the president?
Well, certainly that is the right advice. I mean, I would absolutely say that his advisors who are telling him to do that are right. And I imagine, I mean, I'll put this out there right now. I imagine that whatever happens tonight, if it is at all sort of moderately better, meaning less disruptive than the first debate, Donald Trump will be perceived as the winner. And I say that having studied debates and knowing that at the academic level, what we have observed over decades is that the debate expectations matter a great deal in terms of understanding who wins later. And so one of the things about tonight, going into tonight, is that most people are expecting the president to continue to interrupt and to continue to be disruptive to the debate itself. And if he holds back, if he restrains himself from that kind of combative, in-your-face style every minute of the debate, most people will say, geez, he appeared to be very presidential, very, you know, forceful, but more constrained. And as a result, he will end up looking like the winner. So it is the right advice. It is also true that the expectations ground is laid for the president to have a better night than he did the time before. And I would imagine that on the heels of this, he will feel much better about the outcome.
Okay, with all of that said, the odds of him doing that?
Well, that's the problem. I mean, the problem yeah. is, you know, his advisors actually over the years have given him a tremendous amount of good advice. And so often the president doesn't take it. And I think that that is really the story where Trump says, yeah, but I'm not a politician, so I don't take it. I do my own thing. And his doing his own thing does work for his supporters who already like him. It doesn't work for most of the country, which is who he needs to vote for him.
I would, boy, it would be a radical change of form. But that's interesting that you said that. If the president just lays back, basically behaves himself, right, and is courteous and allows Joe Biden to have his time, that then pretty much it's set up. He's going to be perceived to be the winner because he's presidential, et cetera. So he's got really he wins by doing nothing, right? So, look, Mr. President, all you got to do is go out there and just don't interrupt, don't let him go, and just but I don't know if he'll be able to do that because he's
look, you can look back on the State of the Union addresses when he has, in fact, followed the script, read what's on the teleprompter. The analysts and the pundits come away and they're like, wow, you know, he didn't go to the well of the House and sort of be, you know, his raucous campaign self. He actually read the script. He did what he did. And there was a sense that he won the night. So it is true that in the past, when the president has kind of followed the advice of some of his political advisors, he's actually done quite well.
That being said, when we come back, I'll ask you, what do you think Joe Biden's people are telling him? Because I would say, look, here's where the needle hurts the most. This is where you put it to try to get the president to lose it, so that we undo everything, he undoes everything you and I just spoke about. Lara, we'll be back. If you all have any questions or comments, text them into the Mortgage Financial phone and text line 504-260-1870. And, of course, the other part of this is, will it change anybody voting for anybody, or is it just an abstract concept like, I don't know, a game at the end of the NFL season where it doesn't really matter other than draft choices, et cetera? Interesting conversation. 6:21, time for traffic now, WWL. 6:26 now, Tommy Tucker, WWL. A search ramps up this morning for more people reportedly on a plane that crashed in Slidell. And a final presidential debate is tonight. More on that from Dave Cohen with WWL First News in less than 5 minutes. Right now, we're talking about that precise thing, the presidential debate, with our guest, Lara Brown, director of the Graduate School of Political Management at George Washington University. So in case you're just tuning in, Dr. Brown has told us that, you know what, if the president just doesn't interrupt, is polite, carries himself like a gentleman, and I'm paraphrasing here, doctor, but I presume that's what you're saying, that the expectations are such that he'd probably be perceived as the winner. That being said, what is Joe Biden's strategy? Because being a stirrer myself, I would probably find the thing that I know is going to set him off and go after it. What are Biden's people telling him?
Well, look, part of the reason why former President Barack Obama gave his speech yesterday was to create a series of charges that would set off the president. I mean, there is no doubt that that was about creating an environment where the president was feeling needled and attacked, which then would lead to the president essentially attacking former Vice President Joe Biden tonight and getting off his game. But for Biden tonight, I think what's important for him is actually to do, to a certain extent, what he did in the first debate. He needs to talk to the American people. He needs to put the focus on the issues that they care about. And the issue that they care about is the coronavirus pandemic and healthcare writ large, this idea of how do we get back to normal. I mean, the president is talking about getting back to normal, but there is no plan. And the question most people have is, how do we get away from more than 60,000 cases of positive COVID a day? you know, and we're now back up to 1,000 deaths in a day. So the real question is, how does this change? It's not a simple answer of just we're rounding the corner or it will go away on its own. The question is how it changes. Let me just ask or sort of give you an analogy to where we are, because I think it's kind of important. We are, you know, from a football standpoint, in the middle of the third quarter. The president and his campaign, I would say, are down 28 points. If the president does well tonight, you could think of him as maybe scoring a touchdown. But the reality is he's still down by 3 TDs, and he needs to try to get those, and the time is running out. And there are not, essentially, you know, opportunities to get those. And this is where I will tell you the analogy kind of falls apart. And it is this. In presidential politics, it's very rare, right, for a situation that you could consider the defense scoring, right? How do you actually get an interception or pick up a fumble and then turn that into a touchdown? It's very hard. You have to get the other team, right, to mess up. And in this situation, there just aren't that many opportunities left for something big to happen or for the president's team to do everything right to get the score to where they need it to be.
Thank you, Doc. I appreciate your time. Lara Brown, I shouldn't be so formal. She's a friend. Lara Brown, director of the Graduate School of Political Management at George Washington University. Thank you for your time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Tommy. Take care.
You bet. You too. 6:29. Coming up on 6:30 right now, time for WWL First News with Dave Cohen.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.